This winter and spring, Vermont Public has been bringing you stories around heat. Today, in our final installment, we meet Steve Bronstein, who has built a life for himself at Blackthorn Forge in Marshfield. As Skylar Devlin reports, Steve's forge has become a space to grow and learn about the ancient craft of blacksmithing.
Inside the forge, it is loud and hot. Old projects are scattered around the barn. Metal sheets layer the floor, surrounded by an assortment of tools. To an outsider, the shop may look chaotic, but after a few moments, it is clear an artist is at work. Steve Bronstein is hammering away at some steel rods that are destined to soon be candle holders.
Right, so I've got some candlesticks that I put in the forge, and you can see near the outside of the fire, the metal is still black. Inside the fire, it's now a bright orange, which is probably, 1,500 degrees.
Steve puts the rods into his forge, which is a 2x4 foot box perched on a metal stand.
So I'm just heating up where the cup is, and I'm gonna hammer that cup over the horn of the anvil and texture the end. So just the whole piece will be touched by the hammer. There will be no modern remnants of the original material left behind.
Put simply, blacksmithing is the art of forging iron and steel using tools. Metalwork.
I make things that, home accessories, clocks, vases, custom work.
Steve began this line of work after college.
This was 1979. There was the Church Street Center, which was a continuing ed program run by UVM. And they had people in the community teaching classes. And there was the blacksmith, Al Russell, in Waitsfield, who did a weekend workshop in blacksmithing.
Steve had experience in woodworking and was drawn to Al's class. He liked it more than his day job, working in a physiology lab at the University of Vermont.
So every day I'd come home from the lab, take off my white lab coat, put on my leather apron, and I had set up a little shop in my backyard and just started with my books.
Soon, he got a job at the Shelburne Museum.
People would come in and go, how do you do this? How do you do that? I had no experience. So I would just, they'd ask me this question, I'd shrug, grab the book, look it up right in front of them.
Eventually, Steve was able to make a living, and in 1980, he opened his own forge. A lot has changed since Steve first started as a blacksmith.
When I first started, there were still working farms around here, and farmers would come up here with their tractors, and I'd help them fix it, and I did that kind of work, and it's evolved over the years to a more contemporary kind of ironwork for people's homes.
A lot has changed since Steve first started as a blacksmith. You can see it in the shop. In one corner, there's a classic blacksmith hammer and anvil. But like everything else, blacksmithing has evolved over the centuries, and new tools and machines have also become commonplace. Steve stumbled upon Marshfield accidentally. But in the decades since, the relationship has become symbiotic.
You know, Vermonters can be reticent, and it takes a while to become part of the community. And especially being a New Yorker, we did not have this immediate connection. But I was a blacksmith, and that gave me this jump-started entree into the community. So folks who might never have crossed paths with me, or it might have been 10 years of going to town meeting before they talked to me, were suddenly on my doorstep at 8 o'clock in the morning. The tractor was running. I was still having breakfast, but the farmers would show up and just wait in the dooryard till I came out so I could fix whatever it was, and they'd be on their way, and I quickly became a resource for the community.
Though farmers are rarely showing up at Steve's doorstep early in the morning these days, he has found different ways to interact with the community through YouTube videos and in-person classes.
In the heyday, I maybe had 150 galleries that I might be selling to at any one time. Now, instead of focusing so much on that part of the business, now we're teaching more. And I run introductory classes. I have these, they're great, 3-hour classes. People come in from young teens to, I actually had 4 generations of a family come in, and everybody took the class, grandparents to the grandchildren.
Now in his 60s, Steve says he isn't ready to completely retire, but he has begun to scale back. With a renewed focus on teaching, he's content to shape and mold hot metal inside his forge in Marshfield. For Vermont Public, I'm Skylar Devlin.
This story was produced in collaboration with the University of Vermont's Community News Service Program.